Chapter 5. Letters to Sherlock Holmes. Holmes asked me to write to him from Devon. Here are two of my letters. Baskerville Hall, the 13th of October. My dear Holmes, as you already know from my last letter, there's an escaped prisoner on the moor. He's a dangerous man, and people are frightened. I'm a little worried for the Stapletons because they live alone on the moor. Sir Henry has visited the Stapletons often, and I think that he's falling in love with Beryl Stapleton. She's a beautiful and intelligent woman, but Mr. Stapleton doesn't seem to want Sir Henry and Beryl to be alone together. I don't understand him. Sir Henry is a rich man, but he's also very kind, and he will make an excellent husband for a woman like Beryl. On Thursday, Dr. Mortimer and the Stapletons came to lunch with us. After we finished eating, we went into the garden of Baskerville Hall.
"Where did my uncle die?" asked Sir Henry.
"There's a small white gate and a path into the moor." Mortimer pointed to the gate. "It was here," he told us. I tried to picture Sir Charles that evening, standing with his pipe. Is it possible that something or someone came off the moor and frightened the old man? I'm worried about the Barrymores. They're suspects, but I can't find a motive. But why was Mrs. Barrymore crying the first night I was in Baskerville Hall? And why does she often have red eyes? I decided to watch the Barrymores carefully. Last night, I woke up at about 2 o'clock in the morning because I heard someone walk past my bedroom door. I opened it quietly and looked out. Barrymore was walking into one of the empty bedrooms with a candle in his hand. I followed him and watched. He was looking through a window into the night. Then he held the candle up to the window and looked again. He waited a long time. I went quietly back to my bed, and after a few minutes, I heard him leave the room. Your friend, Watson. Baskerville Hall, the 15th of October. My dear Holmes, quite a lot has happened in the last 2 days. First, I took Sir Henry to the empty bedroom and showed him the window. You can see the moor very well from here, I told him. Barrymore was looking across the moor at something.
I've heard him in the night too, said Sir Henry. We'll follow him next time. But now I'm going out for a walk.
I'll come with you, I said. Holmes doesn't want you alone on the moor.
I'm sorry, Watson, said Sir Henry, but I must walk alone. I'm visiting someone special.
I decided to follow him. Sir Henry left the hall and he walked on a path into the moor. I waited a little and went after him. After a few minutes, I saw him on the path, and he was walking with Beryl Stapleton. I hid behind a large rock on the hill above them and watched. They stopped and talked quietly, but I couldn't hear them. Suddenly, Stapleton was there, running on the moor path. He stopped and shouted angrily at Sir Henry. Then he took his sister's arm and walked with her across the moor.
Sir Henry stood sadly with his head down. I ran down the hill to him.
"Watson," he said, looking surprised. "Why are you here? Did you follow me?"
"I'm sorry," I said, "but I had to come after you. It may be dangerous on the moor." For a second he looked angry, but then he smiled.
"Did you see her brother?" he asked. "He was very angry with us."
"Why?" I asked.
"I don't know. Am I crazy, Watson? I don't understand. I just want to talk to Beryl. I can be a good husband to her."
"No, you're not crazy, Sir Henry. She's an intelligent and beautiful woman."
"But Stapleton doesn't want me to touch her. Why?" "I asked her to marry me, but he arrived, and she didn't have time to answer. Then he took her home."
"It's all very strange," I said. But that afternoon, Stapleton came to see us.
"I'm very sorry, Sir Henry," he said. "I was wrong this morning. I love my sister very much, and I don't want to lose her. But I know that's not right. I was surprised and angry to see her with you. I think I need a little time to understand things. But can I invite you and Watson to dinner with us on Friday?"
We understand Stapleton a little better now, and I have also discovered the Barrymore's secret. Last night, Sir Henry and I waited in my bedroom. At 3 o'clock in the morning, we heard steps outside the door. We followed Barrymore to the same empty bedroom. Barrymore was at the window with his candle. His face was against the glass, and he was looking out over the moor. Sir Henry walked up to him.
"What are you doing, Barrymore?" he asked.
"Nothing, sir."
But he was very surprised.
"I was holding a candle to the window."
"But why?"
asked Sir Henry.
"Don't ask me that, sir. It's not my secret."
I had an idea, and I took the candle from Barrymore.
"He's sending a message," I said. "Let's see if there's an answer."
I held the candle to the window and looked across the moor. Suddenly, we saw another light out in the night.
"There's the answer," I said. "Move the light across the window," said Sir Henry.
I moved the candle, and the light on the moor moved too.
"There's someone there," said Sir Henry. "Who is it, Barrymore? Why are you sending messages?"
"I can tell you, sir," said a voice behind us. It was Mrs. Barrymore. "My brother is on the moor," she told us. "We take food and old clothes to him. Our candle tells him that we have food to bring. He answers with that light."
"Then your brother is..."
"Selden, the prisoner. He's a murderer, I know that, but he's also my little brother, and I love him. He escaped from prison, and he's hiding on the moor. I must help him. He wants to go to the sea, find a ship, and escape to another country."
"Is this true, Barrymore?" asked Sir Henry.
"Yes, sir, every word."
"Well, Barrymore, family is important, but you're helping a murderer. We'll talk about this in the morning. Go back to your room."
The Barrymores left,
and Sir Henry and I went to the window. We looked across the moor at the light.
"Where is he, do you think?" he asked me.
"I think the light is on Black Hill."
"That's only a mile or two, and he's waiting there for his food. He's a dangerous man, Watson, and he may attack people. I'm going to catch him."
"I'll come with you," I said.
"Then get your gun and put on your boots."
In 5 minutes, we were on the path. It started to rain, and then we heard a strange noise come across the moor. It was the howl that I heard before with Stapleton by the great Grimpen Bog.
"What's that, Watson?" asked Sir Henry.
"I don't know, but I've heard it before."
"Is it a hound?"
"Stapleton thinks that it's a bird," I told him, "but I think that it's a hound."
"It's a terrible howl," said Sir Henry.
"Shall we go back to the hall?" I asked.
"No, we've come for the murderer."
We walked through the dark night. We could see the light, and it was getting brighter.
"But where's Selden?" Sir Henry asked quietly.
Then we saw him in the rocks. He saw us, stood up quickly, and threw a large stone at us. It hit the rock above my head. Then he ran away across the moor. He moved quickly and disappeared into the dark night. There was no time to use my gun. Sir Henry and I started to walk home, but we saw something very strange across the moor. It was a tall, thin man. He was not the murderer, because Selden was short. I called to Sir Henry and pointed at the man, but he disappeared.
"Maybe he's a policeman," said Sir Henry. "There are a lot of them on the moor. We'll talk to the police tomorrow. Selden may stay near here because he needs food from his sister."
That is my news for now, Holmes. I hope to have more in my next letter. But I hope, too, that you can soon come to Devon and help us. Your friend, Watson.